Okay, today's daf is Chala daf Lamed, and we are on the top of Lamed Amar Aleph. The Mishnah spoke about the issue of Gilgal being the crucial moment, and we spoke about Hakdasha in the last Mishnah, Hakdasha pre and post, and the last Mishnah was about Geirus. It was about Geirus pre and post. If somebody is a non-Jew and then a non-Jew gives to a Jew, Jew gives to a non-Jew, who owns it? We said it goes by who owns it. That was the key. If they're making it in a partnership, we spoke about. And the last halacha was about Geir Shinas Geir, if a Geir converts. So interesting, the Lashon, the Chida asks, shouldn't it be Goy Shinas Geir? What do you mean Geir Shinas Geir? A ger that is nisgayer. What's the word ger? The word ger, so the Achronim explained, ger is from the word ger, means a stranger. So a stranger, he's now a stranger to his previous religion. So he's a ger. But it should be goy shebala hisgayer. But that's not what the language is. The language, right? Ger shen isgayer k'kan shen ola dami. The language of Chazal. A ger that is nisgayer. It should be goy shen isgayer. Right, so the Achida says, and some of the other Achronim say that maybe it's alluding to the fact that every ger really is connected even before he comes. Even before he comes. Right, the Shigmar Shabbos Kufman Vav, Nishamos Hagerim Kulam Hayu Bimam at Har Sinai. Right, they were all at Har Sinai. Asher Yeshno Po Imanu Omer Ayom Lefei Hashem Elokeinu V'Asher Inenu Po Imanu Ayom. Right, and the Chida quotes the Arizal. Shelo nischadesh legerim neshama chadasha beiz boam leklal Yisrael. Ela shetchilas biryasam yesh behem nishmos Yisrael. Ela shenidchu lebeina umos. Whatever that means. That's what the there's some sources about how Agar is just coming back, and he originally was from the tribe, and he's that's why he's already Ger. Gershon is Geyer. Again, that's the Lashon. What's the source in Shas for Gershon is Geyer Kan Shinola Dami? A Ger that converts is as if they are born again. They're not related to their relatives. Right? If the two brothers convert, a brother and sister convert, the Midah Raisa, they're not related. Right? So what's the source? There's no source given in Shas. So is this a Svara? It's a Svara that, what's the Svara? The Chassam's over leaves a Sarachi, and I don't know what the Svara is. The Meshachachma. Meshach Chachma says in Voeschanan, Shuvu lachem la'ahalechem. The Pasuk says, after Har Sinai, Hashem says, go back to your tents. And ein o'el ala ishto. And Hashem says, after Har Sinai, go back everybody to your wives. But 1 minute. There were some people before Har Sinai that were probably married to women who became usher to them at Har Sinai. Like certain relatives that they weren't allowed to marry, but they didn't have the laws of Arias before Har Sinai. And after Har Sinai, Hashem says, everybody go back to your wives. What do you mean? Maybe she's my aunt. Maybe she's my... So it must be that Gersh is Geir, Gersh is Nolod. At Har Sinai, we were all Gerim. We all converted at Har Sinai. So this is that's the source. He thinks is Gersh is Geir. Shuvu lochem la'ahalechem. There is a remez, the Bala Turim, in Parshas Kiseitze, says there's a remez. He doesn't go just as a source. The Pasuk says, Lo satem mishpat ger yasom. Right? Do not twist the din of a ger yatom. Ger yatom, which basically means like an orphan. And especially a ger yatom, an orphan that is not a native from here. Or ger yatom. So the Bala Turim says, ger equals yatom. Ger yatom. V'lo amar ger vi yatom, lo mar lecha, ger shez ger kan shenol adami. That's his remez. A ger is a yatom. A ger is an orphan, meaning he's not halakhically related to his... to his family. Is there a mitzvah to accept gerim? Is there like a chiv? Right? We don't go around and proselytize. That's not what we do. That's true. But is there a chiv? The language of the Gemara, Yevamis, that's where a lot of the gerim sugyas are, Yevamis, Mem Zayin, right? The Gemara says, ger shebo lehiskayer bizman hazeh omrim lo. Right, we tell them, we try to push them away. Right, Mara Isa, Shabbos is Gayer, the Jews are all downtrodden, and the UN hates us, and all the nations. Right, that's the, so you go through the whole process. So, is there a mitzvah? The language of the Shulchan Aruch, Ger Shenischnas Lekahal Yisrael Chayiv B'mila Tchila. A Ger that becomes, that's Nichnas to the Jewish people, he is obligated to have Mila first. So is that, does that point to something? Or just means that's a situational? If you're in the context of Mila and he's coming to convert and you're already there, then the chiyuv is to do Mila before you do Tevila. Right? That doesn't mean that it's a chiyuv to do Geiris. But there is at least one source. There's at least one source, and that's the Tashbetz. The Tashbetz is one of the Rishonim in the Zohar HaRakia. Zohar HaRakia is a poem. It's a poem like some of the early Gaonim wrote. A poem of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So it's hard to always know exactly what the mitzvahs are. But if you look in number Mem, or Lamed Ches through Mem, La'ane Yom Menucha, Shabbos, Pahashket Uvavitcha, it's a rhyme. The whole thing is a poem. But we have and he wrote the Zohar HaRakia is his commentary explaining. V'lachug v'lasimcha, v'le'ahov ha'gerim. Those are his two words. To love gerim. So that we know is the mitzvah asay, v'haftam asager. That we know. But then in the Zohar HaRakia, he writes there, I mean, the poem, I should say this, the poem is earlier, Shlomo ibn Gabiro, right? He's the earlier Rishon who wrote the poem, and the Tashbetz, who was a later Rishon, the Tashbetz, who was a Talmud of the Ran, I think a late Rishon, in the 1300s, 1400s, wrote the Zohar HaRakia as a expansion of Ibn Gabiro. See, he quotes on Leo Vagerim, Mitzvah Miuchedes, Va'ani Tama, Lamalo Echnisu Bechlal HaMitzvos Kabbalas Gerim, Shi Miuchad Bebezin LeKablam, Velo Dith Chosam. I don't know why the Monia Mitzvos don't count accepting Gerim as one of the 613. Why isn't that? Kabbalas Gerim LeBezin Mitzvahi, V'loshin HaTorah Bazeh. Right, the Gemara says when you, in Yevamis, what you give him a bris mila right away, Ishuye Mitzvah Lo Mashinan. You don't delay the Mitzvah. So it sounds like that it's a mitzvah. The language by Ger Katan, Subis Yud Aleph, Ger Katan, Matbilin Oso Adas Bezdin. Bepnei HaMitzvah Azushin is Chayav L'Kabal Gerim. Ro'i Shetavu B'Binyan HaPrati. Ve'ni Odeh, I don't know, if you don't put it in an independent mitzvah, I don't know what it would be included in. So I think it should be a separate mitzvah. I don't know why the Yomonei mitzvahs don't include it. Right? You have situational mitzvahs. If you're wearing a four-quartered garment, so then there's a chiyuv to wear tzitzis. If a ger comes and wants to become Jewish, so then there's a chiyuv. So the Tashbetz wonders, but again, the other Rishonim do not quote it as a mitzvah, just like they don't quote most things that the Bezdin does. Right? Having a Bezdin, the Rambam counts toin v'nitan, right? Bezdin doing their job. So this is maybe included in Bezdin doing their job. The Tashbetz says, but it's not just their job. This is very different than all other toin v'nitan issues. But in any case, that's an important comment to the Tashbetz, but we'll continue. Let's get back to our Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, in the last part, that was about Geirus, and then the last line of the Mishnah on the top here of Lama Aleph, the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Akiva Shita, that really everything we've spoken about in the past couple of Mishnayos, that the key moment is Gilgul, the key moment of Chi of Chala is when it is made into a dough. Rabbi Akiva argues on all of that. He holds that the key moment is when it gets ready in the oven. And it gets crusted in the oven, krima batanur, because, as we said, it says lechem haaretz. You have to know what word to focus on in the parsha of chala. It says reishis arisos echem, your dough, right? Or do you focus on chalas haaretz, lechem haaretz, lechem haaretz? So that is the question. Fine. Says the Gemara now, ma beina. What do we say at the beginning of our Mishnah? Beginning of our Mishnah said that if a goy owns challah, owns a dough, then it's ptur, even if a Jew does it. Right? But if he gives it to a Jew, then it as long as the Jew had a bishas gilgul, that is enough. So says the Gemara, ma beina, what is the difference between our Mishnah and le'isas arnona? The isas arnona, the tax dough. Shema eina chayos b'chala, is that not chayiv in chala? What's arnona? So if you might remember this from beginning of Psachim, and it's in Sanhedrin, there was some type of tax that the government said, my soldiers are passing through your neighborhood. You have to make them bread and give it to them. So it was a forced law, dina z'machus adina, a forced law that the bread that I was making was going to have to be given to the soldiers. So Gemara says that's kind of like owned by the guy already, no? Because you're going to be forced to give this to these non-Jewish soldiers. The government is saying that, and yet that dough is chayiv and chala, right? V'shema ina chayiv es b'chala, right? See the Mara Folda. Hamas shematil hashilton, Litin lo menatvua. It's the tax that the government makes you give from your grain. Vitziva shilton, she yofu pasmin osatua. The shilton, the government says you have to bake bread from that grain. Litin lachayalav, over malayam, right, to give to the soldiers passing through. And that's chayv and chala. That's chayv and chala. But one second, this tvua is basically owned by the shilton. Because the shilton is, the government is telling you what to do with it. And it's baked by a Jew. And you're chayv. What do we see in the Mishnah? If a guy owns dough and gives it to a Jew to bake and make it into bread, so it's pater from challah. It's owned by a guy. Right? So isn't this owned by a guy also? Right? What's the difference between our Mishnah and Isas Arnona? Gemara says, no, there's a difference. There's a difference. Taman, by Arnona over there, Birshus Yisraelu. It's owned by a Jew right now. Right now it's owned by a Jew. Shema Yimalech HaGoy Shelolitla. It in that word. Maybe, for sure, every army passing through is going to take this bread for sure? Maybe not. Maybe they're not going to be passing through. Maybe the government's going to say, no, they have their own food this time. So right now it belongs to a Jew. Maybe a non-Jew will take it from you, but maybe not. So therefore, you have a chiyuv of challah right now. You have a chiyuv of challah right now. It's yours. Bram hacha ladaitu tluya, but here in our Mishnah, it belongs to the guy. Is it Tali on his das? Ledaitu utluya? Who's das? Who's the his? Machlokas in the Mefarshim on the page. Right? That's the Marafolta. V'chi bedaitu utluya? V'chi Tali bedas ha-goy litla lo litla? Is it Tali on the guy? No! It's not Tali on the guy's das. It is the guy's. It belongs to the non-Jew. It's not dependent on what he chooses to do. It belongs to the non-Jew. So that's the das, ledaito, the rhetorical question, according to the Marafolda, is it the guy's to choose? No, it is his. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky adds the different shot. Ledaito, does the Jew's das have any say in this? It belongs to the guy. Just because he is baking it and making it into a dough, he doesn't have any say. Right, bitmiya, says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. V'chilo das ha-yisralu talui? Kind of means the same thing, but it's a different focus. Same idea, but basically if a guy owns it, so then it's no good. But if a Jew owns it, and it might go to the guy afterwards, so then that's not included. That would have a p'tur. Tani Rebuda, right? Rebuda quotes the Tosefta. Tosefta also says the same thing as our Mishnah. It goes by the owner. Malai. Right? Malai in modern Hebrew. Malai means stock. Is it in Malai? Is it in stock merchandise? That's what it means here too. Malai shall Yisrael, you have in stock, or merchandise of a, right, schora, the Marafolda says. Malai shall Yisrael, a Jew owns dough. Upoalin goyim. And osin lesocho. And there are non-Jewish workers that are making the dough. Chayev achala. That's chayev and chala. It's owned by the Jew. Owned by the Jew is chayev and chala. Malai shall goy, and the opposite. If it's owned by a goy, upoal Yisrael, and the Jews are working, osin besocho, padam and achala. Then it's padam and achala, it goes by who owns it. Amar Reb Yossi, that's the Tosefta. So Reb Yossi says, ofanan taninan. That's also our Mishnah. Our Mishnah and the Tosefta go together. Nachri shenosan liyisrael, lasos lo isa padam and achala. If a goy gives a Jew dough, flour, water, in order to make it into a dough, so then ptura min hachala, it goes after the ownership. The Marafolda, hakol holech achar haschora velo hapeula. It goes after the ownership of the item, doesn't go after the maisa. Right? Even if a goy does the maisa, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, it's owned by a Jew, and the bailus of a goy is mafkia, if it's owned by a goy, and the bailus of a Jew is machayev, if it's owned by a Jew. Im ein b'shal Yisrael v'chulu. So back to the next line of the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? If a Jew and a non-Jew jointly own a dough, so if a Jew doesn't have his own amount, right, the minimum amount for challah, there's a p'tur. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Bun Bar Chia Bai Kumi Rabbi Zeira. V'afilu yesh b'shal Yisrael kashir. Right. So we said yesterday when we did the Mishnah, the Rishonim struggle. How would you be mafresh it anyway? Because it's all unknown. Some of it's Jew, some of it's non-Jew. But the Gemara asks a different question. Even if you want to say you have this mixture of dough, and some of it's owned by a Jew, some of it's owned by a non-Jew, even if you want to say there's enough in there, if you split it up, for a Jew's ownership, but still, Yasek kekav mikan vekav mikan vekav goy b'emsa. Maybe you should consider it, you know, a goy's stuff is in the middle. Right? So it's, and for a chiyuv of challah, everything has to be contiguous. The whole dough. That has to be one gush. So here, if a Jew and a non-Jew own it together, even if you want to say there's five revayim owned by a Jew, but it's all interspersed and intermixed, so wouldn't you have to consider that a goy's ownership also is in the middle, and it's mafsik between the dough, and therefore the dough is not looked at as one? There's a language, to borrow a language from elsewhere, yad goy be'emsa. That's just a lushan that means that a goy owns part of it by bechor. But I'll use that lushan here, that mamish be'emsa. Right, yad goy be'emsa, the Gemara says it's in between. So Gemara answers, no. Amar le'reb zera, ve'na ma'urav al yedei gidin. No, even if it's in there and you want to say it's all intermixed, everything is touching through literally sinews. Right, there are little strings, and you could say that everything is connected to each other. All the guy stuff is connected to each other. All the Jew stuff is connected to each other. Even if it's not all connected on one side, but we could view it as if it was all connected through threads of the dough, and therefore would be good enough if a Jew has enough in order to be mechayif. Fine. Gershon is gayer v'chulu. So now back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, it depends, the moment of Gilgal, according to the Tanakhama, is the key. If a person was Jewish before the time he needed the dough, remember he was making dough and all of a sudden the Beis Din called him and said, it's time, guy, it's time, come to do convert. He's in the middle of making a dough. So he runs out in the middle. So if he had already needed the dough, so then it's going to be potter. He's a goy when he needed the dough. But if he becomes Jewish before the dough was made, so then he it's going to be chayev. So the Gemara says, Taman Tanina, and one second, Ve'im Safek, this is the key line for us now. And what if he's not sure? He's not sure. What do you mean he's not sure? He's not sure whether it was already made into a dough, some type of Safek, whether he was Jewish or not. So, chayev. I know, maybe Safek, he made a shliach. And then he went to the Beis Din, and I didn't know like what happened first. So Safek, the Mishnah says Chayef, meaning he has to be Mafresh Challah. He has to be Mafresh Challah if he's not sure if this dough is Chayef. So we already explained it, but we'll leave out the explanation right now because the Gemara is going to talk about it. So Misupik is a Chayef Challah. So Gemara says that's contradictory to a Mishnah in Chulin, which says in a case of Safek, you're going to be Potter. What's the Mishnah in Chulin? The following. The Mishnah in Chulin says, Gershon is Gayer, Faisalo Para, a non-Jew has a cow. Nishchetis achlon is gayer. What if the cow was shechted while he was still not Jewish? Pater, he does not have to give the special gifts to the Kohen that you have to give from a chulin cow. Everything, from everything in life, basically, you have to give something to the Kohen. From a carbon shlamim, you have to give chazei v'shok. From a carbon, from an animal chulin, I shecht an animal. I shecht an animal in my backyard. The halacha is I have to give the zroah, the lachayim, and the keva to the kohen. The zroah, the forearm, the lachayim, one of the cheeks, the cheek or the jaw, and the keva, one of the stomachs. That's a perek in chulin. Perek hazroah. Zroah, lachayim, and keva. So you only have to do that the moment that's mechuyev is the shechita. So if the person, the owner, was not Jewish when he did the shechita, then he's pater. He doesn't have to give. Mishin is gayer. If he's already Jewish when they did the shechita, then chay, then he has to give these matanos to the kohen. V'im safek, pater. And if you're not sure if he was Jewish or not at the time that the shechita took place, he doesn't have to give them. Shamoti mechaver olav araya. Because, as we know, the rule is, if you want to be motzi from your friend, you have to prove that you have a stake in it. If you can't prove that it's yours, then I keep it. Hamotzi mechavero, alav araya. Right, big sugya, which is called this cheskas mamon. Cheskas mamon. So they ask the Gemara, why over there's a safek, you don't have to give it to the Kohen. While over here, there's a safek, where there's a chiv chala, you do have to give it to the Kohen. Right, why? So the Gemara says, taman at omer safek pater. Over there you say safek is pater. Fachad omer safek chayiv. And there you say, you're safek is chayiv, you have to be mafresh the chala. Right, what's the difference? Right. Perek hazroah, before we get to the answer, the mitzvah of the zroah l'chayayim, that's a mitzvah, it's one of the 613. It's one of the 613 mitzvahs to give that to the kohen. We don't really do that bizman hazeh, but that's a mitzvah. Shen it's a good question, why? The Gemara talks about it a little bit, and the Shulchan Aruch. Shen it's tavo Yisrael, the Sefer HaChinuch says, a mitzvah tav kufav, mitzvah 506, mitzvah to give the Zerah L'chaim Keva, mikol behem a tahora, shenizbach l'kohen. Every kosher animal that is shechted to give that to the Kohen, as the Pasuk says in Shoftim. Kfar Omer Zichron Levracha, says the the Chinuch ends up saying, by the way, that Achshav ein bar nekoach al tabachim lachrichem litzman, b'kov Hashem yachlifu koach. Right, we don't do that. But where does this come from? The mitzvah, they're a tama mitzvah. So I'll just read you one rishon, one achron. The chinuch says tama mitzvah zuki b'schus Pinchas aviem, Pinchas, parshas Pinchas, shekini lalokav al drakazbi umaser nafshol larog nasi shevim yisol akluz Hashem, because Pinchas got up and took care of business. Zachu banav akornim laolam matana zu meisakel. Right, he gets this matana. Why zroa the forearm? Because Pinchas took the spear in his arm. Vayikach romach. L'chayayim, b'schus shenispalel al tzaron sheyisrael. As the pasuk says, vayamor Pinchas vayipalel. Pinchas davened. So he davened with his jaw. And that's why you get va'keba, the stomach, v'isha el kubasa. That's where he stuck the spear. V'lamanu mizeh, shamakadishem shemayim b'galui zochalo ludarosa v'olam hazeh, milvad z'chusu shekemes lav nafsho b'olam haba. So that's the chinuch. Chinuch says it goes back to Pinchas. Goes back to Pinchas. If you look in the Aznayim LaTorah, Rav Sarutzkin, on that pasuk in Shoftim, Rav Sarutzkin says, sometimes, right, what Yaakov Avinu said, by the Nasli Lechem Lechol Vegan Lilbosh, Yaakov Avinu says, Hashem, please bring me, if you say, give me food to eat, well, what else would you use food for? What do you, bring, give me Lechem. Lechem to do what? To sit on? What does he have to say? Lechem Lechol. So he explains, no. If somebody has bread and his stomach and intestines aren't working properly, the bread's not going to help him. If it's not going to be digested properly, you can have all the bread in the world. You got to have your insides, me'ayim, you got to have that working well. And therefore, he says, lechem lecho. I want to be able to not just have the bread, but to have proper digestion. And what do you need for all of that? First of all, you got to chew it properly, right? You have to be able to chew it properly. You have to be able to digest it properly, and you know, all of that takes part. So he says those achila kisidra dereshes yad peh v'keba. Proper eating needs a hand, a mouth, and a stomach. Yad lasimis amachol peh, the hand to put the bread in. Shinayim, teeth lalo asohetiv, to chew it properly. Shikala ichol, so it can be digestible. Vekeva beria hasoveles uma acheles as a machal. And the intent is to break down and to digest the food. So Bnei Yisrael were commanded laseis mizivcham lakoin zeroa lachayim and keva. Biskus, whenever a Jew does a mitzvah with something, that's a schus for them. So the Jew wants to be able to have proper food, proper teeth, proper hand, teeth, and stomach, so give the Zerua L'chaim and the Keva. And B'schus, doing a mitzvah with three parts of the body, a person will get a bracha on those three parts of the body, so the food will be given to him, chewed properly, and digested. You could also have that in mind when you say Asher Yatzar. Okay, so says the Gemara, we have a stira. Why? When you have a safek chala chayiv, suffix zro lachaim and keva, putter. Says the Gemara, Amar of Acha, is tavis kumi rabbi ami viamar. I asked this question, and he said to me, mi yomar li, she'eno, switch the girsa, she'eno no toldama benashevet. One second, as we explained yesterday, it says, yeah, if you have a suffix chala, you have to be mafreshit. But who says you won't get paid for it? You have to be mafreshit, but you can sell it to the kohen. You don't have to give it to the kohen. You could sell it, because why? Because there's also an element of a mozeh v'chaver l'varaya. Right? Just like here, we say, you don't have to give, by the mishnah nechulin, you don't have to give it. Hamozeh v'chaver, or here, you have to be mafreshit, but then you could sell it. You don't have to give it to the kohen. Rav Yaakov bar Zavdi, Rav Chiya b'shem Rav Elazar, also, no tul damam and ashevet. So Mara says, wait a minute. So if you're telling me you always have to, like, give it, but you could buy it, you could, I'm sorry, sell it, you could get money. So v'yafarish tamon, you told damam and ashevet. So why don't you say the same thing in chulin? He should have to be give the Zerua L'chaim and the Keva to the Kohen, but he'll get paid for it. Again, it's not parallel. Why isn't it a parallel of Motzei Mechavero? So the Gemara answers, as you might have been thinking, Amar Reb Yossi, Chala Shi Tevel Uba'avon Misa Mafrish. No. If you don't take Chala, it's Tevel. It's Usser. So you have to be Mafrish Chala. So you're Mafrish Chala, then you sell it to the Kohen. By Zerua L'chaim and the Keva, Bizman has said we don't do it. The animal's not Usser. There are some mitzvos that are mitzvos, but it doesn't create tevel. Right? What's the classic example we've quoted in the past? Bikurim. If you don't give bikurim, there's no tevel. If you don't give trumas and maestros, yeah, it's tevel. That's why you have to do that even bizman hazeh. But we don't do bikurim bizman hazeh. We don't have a base of mikdash. We don't have walls. We don't have a mizbeach. But so you don't do it. But it's no problem. It doesn't create tevel. See here, by Zerol Lachaim in the Keva, so you don't, the Hamotzi Mechavero application is, don't give it. By Chala, you have to be Mafreshit. You have to be Mafreshit because there's an Isser, there's an Isser. The Mefarshim wonder why it says there's Avon Misa. Right? We paskin Safik Daraisa Isura Lachumra, even with just an Isser Lav. If it's also daraisa, we're going to say you have to be machmir even without an iser misa. If you don't know if you benched or not, you have to bench again, because that's a daraisa. That's not a iser misa. That's not even an iser. That's just a din daraisa. So the Rabbi Yossi says. So that's the question: why the Gemara goes that far? You could have just said it's daraisa, iser. Okay, so chala. So we say you have to be mafrish chala because it's aser. So the Gemara says, oh, you have to be mafrish. So the v'lo yitol daba ben hashevet. Once you're saying you have chala, you have to be mafresh, so why do you have to give it to him? Why are you allowed to take money for it? So the other extreme. First we say, why do you even have to do it? So now we said, okay, you have to do it. So if you have to do it, so why are you allowed to sell it? Right? Why don't you have to give it like you do other challah? Other challah you're not allowed to take money for. Al shem shamotzi chaver alav araya. Meaning, in the iser there's a mamon element. To be mafresh it from my dough, that's the iser. And that saves my dough, and now my dough is chulin misukanim. But now that I have it separated, now there's an element of a motzei chavero. You think this is real challah? Pay me for it. So sometimes there's an overlap. In this sugya, there's an overlap. There's an iser element, and there's a mamon element. So regarding the iser element, I have to be mafreshit. But regarding a mamon element, I don't have to give it to you. You have to pay me for it. By Zerol Lachaim and Keva, that's only a mamon element. There's no iser there. It's just mammon. It's gezel ashevet. If you don't give it to the kohen, it's stealing from the kohanim. Okay, but that's they have to prove. That's where you would say how much of chaver olav haraya. Okay, we continue. Says the again, and there's a lot about how much chaver olav haraya. Muchsak mammon. Is that a din vada? Is that a din safek? We've quoted the achronim in the past. In this case, where by Zerol Lachaim in the keva. Right, I don't have to give it to you because it's a suffix. Could I get married with the Zerol Lachaim in the Keva? If I give it to a woman, that's always the classic litmus test. Is it mine, din vadai, or not? Right, or not. Right? There's a classic question of the Achronim. Rav Shimon Shkup has this question. How do you ever say a Mosi B'chavel of Araya? Isn't that is suffix iser gezel? Right, you say it's mine, you say it's yours, I say, no, I'm going to keep it. And Bezin says, you keep it because he can't prove it. So what do you mean? Safek gezel l'chumra. Maybe it's stolen. Maybe it's not yours. How could you keep it? So there are various answers given to that. One answer is that, well, if you give it to him, then it's safek gezel in his hand. It's not going to help. Right? The whole issue is, you know, it's a machlokes, right? It's not going to help you by moving it, number one. Or the other answer is that once Bezdin paskens amotzi mechavero, there's no longer a safek. What Bezdin says, you could keep it. That's the halacha. There's no more safek gezel. When Bezdin paskins, you can't violate based on listening to Bezdin. Right? Just give you another mashal. Right? The Rishonim in Rosh Hashanah ask, how do we blow so many shofars? Isn't it Bal Tosif? How do we blow 100 times? Right? So many times? We blow, okay, 30 times is the minimum, is what we need. 30, 35, 60, 100? Why isn't that Bal Tosif? So Tosif's answer is that you can never violate Bal Tosif by doing the same mitzvah more times. A Kohen giving a Birchas Kohanim 100 times a day is not going to violate. Eating a lot of matzah. So doing a lot of shofar in the time, there's no baltosif there. But the Rashba there says, you can never violate baltosif if you're listening to what the rabbis told you to do. You can't violate. The rabbis told you to do this. Maybe the rabbis could violate baltosif. Right? If they want to add on. That's what the Rambam says. If the rabbi said chicken and meat was an Issa Daraisa, so that would be baltosif. They could say, beef is daraisa, chicken, we're being gozer drabban, and that's okay. So maybe the rabbi, but our listening to the rabbis, there's no baltosif there. So similarly here, it's by Masech Haver Lavaraya. Okay, we continue. Amar Rebbe Bun Barchia, a few statements from Rebbe Bun Barchia. So let's start this and see how far we get. Shnei Gayim Sha'asu Shnei Kavim. If you have two Gayim that have a dough, that they have a dough, it's two kav dough, meaning each one of them does not have enough. Each one of them doesn't have five rova hakav. And then they become Jewish, right? These two goyim own the dough. They don't have, and then they become Jewish. V'chilko, and then they split it up. They split up the dough. It had been a dough when they were goyim. but then they split up. Vohosifu ze al shalo veze al shalo chayavin. In that case, they are now chayiv. Why? Shalo haisalan shas chova v'niftru. There was never a moment in time that there was a potential chiyuv that, boom, we said pater. Meaning, at this time, these two gayim, you don't look at their bylaws as together. They each don't have enough. They don't have enough. Even if they were Jewish, they wouldn't have enough if they each own this amount. So therefore, once they become Jewish and then they add on enough flour to their dough, now there's a chiyuv of challah. Unlike, the Gemara says, the following case, Shnei Yisraelim shasu shnei kavim, two Jews, same case, two Jews own two kav together, so each one of them don't have enough. V'chilku v'hosifu zel shalo v'zel shalo, and then they split it, and they each add on dough, guess what? Pturin. Even if they add on, they're going to be putter. Why? Shekvar hayalen shaschova v'niftiru. Because at the earlier moment, there was a potential chiv that could have been done, and boom, it was pottered. Because they had da'as to split up this dough, so therefore, if they joined together, they were Jewish. So if they decided we're going to make this dough together, there will be a chiyuv of challah. They were in the world of chiyuv and it was patered. Right? So that's worse. Rabbi Yosef Engel here, again, the Mefarshim wonder exactly how to explain this, but Rabbi Yosef Engel here in his commentary, the Gilyonei HaShas, he says, "De'ba'akum moshayach shas chova." When they were goyim, there's nothing to talk about. They're totally mufka. Kivan da'akum lav bar chiyuv v'techalahu. Ha... They're in the parsha and they were putter because they were planning to separate it, so therefore it can never come back. It reminds me, there's a sugya in Masechet Sukkah about dichui, when something is pushed aside. There's a sugya called two types of dichui. There's nira v'nidcha and dichui meikaro. If it was ra'ui and then it became ruined, or it was never ra'ui in the first place. And the Gemara says, nira v'nidcha is worse. If it was in the parsha and then it was ruined, it's worse than never being in the parsha. Right? And that's nira v'nidcha versus dichui me'ikara. So it's a similar idea, not exactly the same, but a similar idea that we have here, the chilek between the two dinim of Rebbe Bun. Okay? We'll have to stop here. Continue.